But Vabasar Perik Yud Mishnah Base 10-2, a variety of halachas here regarding contract. The first is still talking about the differences between the Get Mukushar and the Get Pashut. From the previous Mishnah, it says Get Pashut Edav Bishnaim. When it comes to regular contracts, you need two witnesses signing on it, Umukushar. But if it comes to the tied Get, so then Bishlosha, you need to have three signatories as a minimum. Really, it's one signatory per fold in the contract, and if there be 10 folds, you need 10 signatories, but three is the minimum. Pashut Shekasav Bo Ed Echad, if you have a regular contract which has only one signatory, or a Mukushar, a tied one, Shekasav Bo Shnei Edim, and it only has only two, not the minimum three. In both those cases, Shneim Pasulin, both those cases, those contracts are totally invalid. Obviously, one witness isn't enough, but the Chiddush really is that even if you have two witnesses, which really be a kosher Midoraisa contract, since the rabbis say you need to have a minimum of three for the Mukushar, the rabbis trumpet, and they make this contract invalid. Now, changing topics a little bit. What happens if you have inconsistencies in the text of the contract? Says the Mishnah, Kasav Bo, if the contract is written, this is a loan contract, and it says, Zuzin Meya De'inun Slain Esrin. If the contract specifies, let's say a loan was for 100 zuz, and the Mishnah and the actual contract says 100 zuz, which is equal to 20 sela. Now the problem is that a sela is typically worth 4 zuz, so that means that 100 zuz would be 25 slime, and 20 slime is only 80 zuz. So now what is it? How much is owed? Is it 80 or 100 zuz? So ein lo ela esrin. So says the Mishnah, the borrower can only collect the smaller amount, meaning the 20 slain, which is the equivalent of 80 zuz. Now, I just want to speak out for a moment here importantly. This is a scenario where actually you can reconcile the two descriptions, because it's very possible that you're talking here about low-quality zuzim, meaning their coins were made actually out of silver, and they wore out over time. And if like too much silver got worn away, or the stamp that it was minted with gets worn out and becomes less acceptable in the stores, etc., so then the value of the coin actually can go down. So it's reasonable, it's possible, it's plausible to say that 20 regular slime are worth 100 kind of worn out, low quality zuz. And similarly, Zuz and Meya, if the contract says 100 zuz, de'inun telatin slime, that are 30 slime. Again, 100 zuz should be 25 slime, 30 slime normally would be 120 zuz, but still, there's a possibility we're talking here about low quality slime, which are worn out, so therefore, ein lo ela mana, so the lender, of course, can only collect the lesser of the two, that's the principle here. A mana means 100, as in 100 zuz, 100 dinar. So he collects the small of the two numbers. Now, if the contract says kesef zuzin de'inun the nimchak, it says silver coins in the number of, and then it's like blank, it's scratched out. So you can't see how many silver coins are borrowed, or owed. Ein pachos mishtaim, well, we know at least two are owed because it says like coins in the plural, or in the case of the Mishnah, it says zuzin, a plural. So of course, at least two coins we're talking about, and that's all that the lender can collect. And that's true even for bigger coins. If it says kesef slime de'inun v'nimchak, if it says silver slime, which are bigger coins, and then how many silver coins is scratched out, again, ein pachos mishnayim, no fewer than two, because again, it's plural, slime is a plural. And even if you're talking about very big coins, darkonos, these are kind of actually golden coins. Gold coins, you might recall them if you have a very good memory. But Maseches Shkalim, we talked about them. But in any case, it's mentioned Psukim and Ezra. These are Persian coins, but they're valuable, very valuable gold coins. So if it says Darkonos de'inon v'nimchak, it says gold coins in the number of, but then how many Darkonos is blanked out? You can't see. Ein Pachos Mishtaim, still he can collect two because it's a plural word. It must be at least two of them. Kasav bo milamala mano umilamata matayim. If the contract has an inconsistency which can't be reconciled, like we had earlier in the Mishnah, where like maybe it's low quality zuzim or low quality slime. Here it says, let's say, in the first part where it's sort of introducing the contract, it says, whereas Reuven wants to borrow 100 from Shimon. But then later on, when it gets into details explaining exactly what, where, how it's going to be repaid and so on, it says 200. So you've got an inconsistency. So what is it? Is it 100 or 200? And similarly, if it says melamala matayim, if in the preamble, the beginning there, it says 200, but then when it gets the details, melamata mana, it says just 100. So says the Mishnah, there we don't just go like the lower of the two. We assume that the second one was coming to make, you know, give the details precisely, and the first one was erroneous, one or the other. And therefore, hakol holach achar atachton, everything will go after the second mention down below. Again, this is not assuming it's like written that last. If it's written like the last sentence, no, because we'd be afraid someone added that to adjust the contract. But if the main core of the contract says a number different than the opening description, we go after what's written in the main core, and assuming that's the correct one and correct whatever was said earlier on in the contract. In Cain, if that's true, says the Mishnah, so lama kosfin esa elyon, what's the point of writing the number up above if anyways just discounting it? Says the Mishnah, she'im timachek os achas min atachton, if you're missing like a single letter from the description lower down in the core description, you could figure out, you could impute what was meant to be rewritten there. Yilmad mina elyon, you can learn from what was written above what the missing letter actually is. We're just letting one letter be imputed here because we're afraid if there's more than one letter, you could change the meanings of all words. But a single letter, you could figure out if it got rubbed out by what was written above.